The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left the nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. That's extraordinary. One minute you're fishing for a living, and the next minute you're fishing for people. Every time I read this gospel, I'm shocked by the extraordinary faith of Jesus' first disciples. He called, and they answered. They dropped what they were doing, and they followed him immediately. That's extraordinary. Could you ever do something like that? Did you ever do something like that? You know, some people do. They quit their jobs, and they go in a completely different direction. Todd broke the news gently by sending his boss a sympathy card. Chris needed more time for his family and his budding cake business, so he sent his resignation in icing on a cake. One person simply wanted to follow his dream. I don't think I could do that. And I'm not so sure that's what God asks of us. And let me tell you why. Last Sunday, I had an epiphany. I was listening to the choir sing "We Shall Overcome," a song that we associate with the civil rights movement. Our choir sang it with real soul, even though most of them were raised on Swedish meatballs and lefse, not soul food like our black brothers and sisters. One of the reasons I believe we shall overcome someday is that a bunch of people who trace their ancestry to Northern Europe can express their solidarity with a bunch of people who trace their ancestry to Africa and still use the word we. We, not us and them. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." Or as Dr. King said on another occasion, "We may have all come on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now." And I thought about those disciples who left their boats and left their nets to follow Jesus. And I asked myself this question: what was Jesus calling them to do? To be his disciples, for sure. We know that because that's what they did. These fishermen were now fishers of men. And it's an extraordinary story of faith. But not everyone can quit their day job. The world still needs fishermen and farmers, bankers and builders, teachers and tech workers, nurses and doctors and caregivers. Not everyone can be extraordinary. The world still needs ordinary people. And here's the epiphany that I had last week. When you think about Jesus calling at the seashore, calling his first disciples, What really was he calling them to do? To be extraordinary? No, just the opposite. He was calling them to be completely ordinary people. He was calling them to be exactly what God created them to be. Nothing more and nothing less. And the only reason their response seems so extraordinary is that they were living in a world that was so out of whack. People didn't know right from wrong, left from right, true from false. And Jesus came along and said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Extraordinary, right? No, not at all. The gospel comes into this crazy, mixed-up world and hits the reset button. We're going back to what's normal and ordinary. In the kingdom of God, it's normal for black people and white people to sing together. It's normal for ordinary people to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. There's nothing extraordinary about people who act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. That's the way it should be. So when Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe the good news," one way to hear that is that he's calling us to be the people of God that God created us to be in the first place, even with our faults and imperfections. It's really not that extraordinary when you stop to think about it. Jesus still calls us to follow. A few leave everything behind. It's extraordinary what they do. But most of us stay right where we are and serve. It's the most ordinary thing we can do. But in a world so out of whack, it does seem pretty extraordinary, doesn't it? Amen.
Let us proclaim our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our response to the prayers of intercession today is receive our prayer. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation. God, our rock and deliverance, do not let your church be shaken. We trust you never abandon your promises to the most vulnerable among us. Give your church wisdom and empathy in its varied ministries. God of grace, receive our prayer. God, our hope and refuge, you place the fish in the sea. Guide our care of oceans and all creatures that live in them. Hold us accountable for actions that endanger water sources and the people who depend on them. God of grace, receive our prayer. God, who proclaims judgment and offers mercy, be a model to the leaders of our nation and the world. As they lead, may they follow in your way of justice and truth. God of grace, receive our prayer. God, who cares for the suffering, care for survivors of assault and sexual abuse, and sustain all who minister to them. Keep safe any who live under threat of violence, those living in poverty, and any among us who are ill or in pain. God of grace, receive our prayer. God of resurrection and new life, as the first disciples shared the good news, empower us, this faith community, to be open to your call. When we are uncertain of your call, assure us. When we have strayed from your ways, redirect us. God of grace, receive our prayer. God of passion and God of love, strengthen those who serve your church in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Sudanese congregation in Glendale. Be with their laity that they will see the needs of their community and be strengthened by your loving words to serve them in that way. We ask that you be with their leader, Solomon Kuch. God of grace, receive our prayer. God, who holds the saints against your tender bosom, we trust you welcome them into your care. Comfort those who grieve, even as we place our hope in your salvation. God of grace, receive our prayer. Knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers in the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Gathered to one in the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And receive the benediction. God bless us and keep us. Jesus grant us grace and truth, and the Spirit send peace upon our hearts, now and forever. Amen.